23rd parak of Kelim, second Mishnah. Elo Kelim, Elo Tamei Mishum Merkov. Merkov is similar to Mishkov, which Vazov, Zava, you learn this need to sit on it. It becomes an Avatume, or sit, or stand on it, or put a weight on it. But Merkov is slightly differently. Instead of sitting it like a chair, you sit on it like on a horse. Your legs on both sides of it, and the level of its tumah is slightly less than a Mishkov. So what are examples of this? Mazoras Ashkoloni is some type of saddle that they would put on a donkey in Ashkelon. Meduko Amodis is some type of crushing bowl, which I guess they used to sit on also, and as they would sit on it as they were crushing what that was the produce that was inside of it. Ovid Shulgomo, that's also some type of saddle or covering that we put on top of a camel. Tefisin Shulsus, a saddle on a horse. All these things are made to sit in that fashion. Rabbi Yisrael, Av Tapiton Shulsus Tomim Bishom Moishov. This is a tapiton, is some other type of saddle which people they used to use it not just to sit with the legs separated. They showed them but kumpoin. They made some type of they used to have some type of shows, and they would stand on this thing as they were riding on the horse. So since it was made to stand on also, that's also Moshe, because Moshe be said not only for sitting, it's even for standing. Ukum shel nako tome. The Rambam said that this nakas is another type of animal, and when it says tome over here, the Rambam learns it's tome Moshev. Yeah, why is it more tome Moshe than other thing? Because kind of read this also was used to sit on without the legs being spread apart, just sitting on it regularly.